New South Wales motoring body, the NRMA, says speed cameras aren't doing enough to keep children safe in school zones, pointing to new data showing thousands of drivers still speeding past schools every day. The motoring group is calling for stronger enforcement and better road design to protect students during busy pickup and drop-off times. The Wire's Thomas Kudus asked NRMA spokesman Peter Curry what makes current school zone signs insufficient and how they can be improved to ensure student safety.
Well, what the NRMA's view here is that cameras are important, particularly in school zones, and we know overwhelmingly that there is strong public support for school zones during operation times. People absolutely want to slow down around children. We know that there is strong support for school zones. But what we also know is that when you're looking at the research and you're looking at the data of school zone fines, we consistently see locations that are appearing at the top of the list, which says to us that people aren't slowing down in these locations. They are in others. And that's why the NRMA's view is for these school zones to be effective, we need to be conducting regular audits, physical audits, where people from transport go out and look at the locations to see what can be done to make the school zones clearer and safer for children.
How important is clear, highly visible signage in ensuring that drivers actually slow down before reaching a school zone?
It can make all the difference. And so last year, the NRMA actually visited one of those locations that consistently made the top list.
Which location was that?
So that was on Victoria Road in Ryde. So the school was Holy Cross. And it was consistently showing up in the top of the list as one of the locations, and there are obviously others, but that was one of the locations that concerned us because we consistently saw people being fined, and those fines year in, year out, continued to hit the top of the list. Now, when we went out and looked at the location proper, it was clear that there were a number of things that could be done to make the school zone more obvious. This is a major highway, so often the traffic going through there they're not locals, so they may not know they're driving through a school zone. There were examples of where branches were overgrown and covering the signs. There was inadequate signage on Victoria Road heading into the school zone as you're heading west on Victoria Road. There was inadequate signage on the side streets as you turn onto Victoria Road, so people entering the school zone from a side street, there may not be signage or inadequate signage. And so these are things that can be quite easily fixed if you go out and take the time to do those physical audits. And by doing so, you're making the location clearer to drivers as they're entering and exiting the school zone, and we hope that will inevitably slow them down.
If cameras are effective, why do you think they still aren't sort of preventing the dangerous behaviour in poorly signed areas?
Important to remember that school zones that have been in operation now for almost two decades in New South Wales are providing some of the safest locations on our road network. But we also believe that they can be safer. Our message to government has been consistent, and that is don't just collect the fines. Let's look at the data strategically. If we can clearly see that there are locations that appear at the top of the list, then that means that there's something wrong in those locations. And we should be auditing all school zones, conducting physical audits, but we should be doing it at the top, starting with the top. And that's a really important message. The public supports people slowing down. They support fining people who are intentionally speeding through school zones. But unfortunately, what we know is that combined with pupil-free days, a lot of people are inadvertently getting caught in school zones because they don't know they're in a school zone.
NRMA spokesman Peter Curry speaking to The Wire's Thomas Kudus.